Hi, and thanks for listening today. I'm Michelle Page, Senior Vice President of Business Consulting at LPL. And today I'm joined by my guest, Chad Wadups. And Chad is an Investment Program Manager at Mountain America Credit Union in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. Chad, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
So today, the reason why we asked you, Chad, to come is because we're talking about the topic of technology adoption. So I myself am one that still has CDs in my car, not a big technology adopter, but I'm getting there. And there's always ways to define it, and we know how our advisors can tend to struggle with it as well, right? There's always different ways and different processes of doing things, and they're trying to balance the time that they have to serve their clients while at the same time balancing the relationship management side of it. And technology adoption can bring a lot of efficiencies. And one of the reasons why we tapped you is because you've done such a great job as a leader, just garnering so much technology adoption through your advisors and the team at Mountain America. I wanted you to share a little bit about how that's become a priority for you and your team.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, there is a lot of efficiencies involved with adopting technology. There's a lot of value that's added by doing so, and it's a lot of intangibles, it seems. If you think about what technology does for the end client, they don't come into our office and ask for technology. They come in and ask for help with a particular problem. ClientWorks, for example, allows us to manage our business, opening accounts, trading. Clients don't necessarily see that, but they know the efficiencies that come from it. You know, the intangible is that that client doesn't really care about that particular system. They know that opening an account, they know that getting a digital signature is simple. They know that they don't have to go out of their way during the day to come and visit us. They don't have to take a long lunch break. It's simple, it's convenient, and that's really what keeps them coming back to us.
Wonderful. I mean, there's a couple of different examples that I heard you say. And of course, you know, in the beginning, I talked about the advisors that have to serve their clients and also nurture that relationship management side. And you touched upon that, which I appreciate that. But what also, you know, it sounds like you guys are using it in a way that also enriches that member experience, that end investor experience. Can you share a couple more examples about the pull through of that value that you're seeing?
Yeah, I could share a couple of examples. So we've really tried to adopt Salesforce, the CRM provided through LPL. And that allows us to do a number of things. You know, it's not like a client is going to come into our office and say, you probably will take good notes about this interaction, so I'm going to work with you. You know, they'll come back to us because we provide, they get a birthday card, for example. They get a letter from us after they open an account. They get a thank you card, or they get a nice invitation to an event of some sort. And all of that is made possible through the usage of technology, like a CRM. If we take good notes, if we create tasks around those notes, we're able to follow up with that member. And that, in turn, provides a lot of confidence in us from our clients to say, oh, they are taking care of me. They're looking after me. And it would be nice to say, well, our advisors just have really good memories. But we know that's not really the case. No advisor can remember everything about every client interaction. So using that tool is what allows us to have a consistency of the interaction with our clients.
So you're really measuring the success of technology adoption as a component of your program's overall success.
We are, and the way we do that is by using our client survey question. We really weigh that very heavily in terms of how we're doing. And we've seen success come from that as we look at the results from our client survey score. The number of clients that score us perfect scores on the key questions that we ask has increased pretty dramatically since we've started using CRM. And we attribute that to just taking better notes, using tasks, letting fewer things slip through the cracks. So they're scoring us very highly on our survey because of that.
Well, congratulations on great success, first of all. I mean, it's really clear in how you describe things that, you know, there's a connection between that technology adoption and the way that you've used it to also optimize growth and a great end investor experience with your members. We certainly offer so much at LPL when it comes to the technology resources that we have from both, you know, the technology platforms itself to the support and the subject matter experts that we have in-house to help you drive that further. So I'm going to go there for a minute, which is, as a leader, you had to get everyone on board, right? You had to drive some accountability with your advisors in order to get to where you are. So can you share a little bit of insights on how you did that?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one of the biggest challenges, right? You can have the greatest technology in the world, but if you're not able to get people to use it and use it yourself, it might not be worth a whole lot. So what we started to do, and I'll admit my mistakes, initially years ago, we said, okay, we're adopting this technology. I'll use Salesforce as an example again. We're adopting this technology. Please, everyone use it. Well, that didn't go well, as you might imagine, for a number of reasons. We didn't train as well on it as we should have. We didn't really encourage the usage. So we realized a year or so into that program that we needed to add more training, which we did. And then we also realized that we needed to have an accountability piece. If we're going to tell our clients that we're going to provide you with a certain type of experience, we need to be able to monitor on the back end that experience is happening. So we built the survey, as I mentioned, for our clients' perspective, but we also built the process for the advisors that we call it an experience review. Mm-hmm. We don't like the word audit. They may see it as an audit at times, but it's an experience review, or as managers, we can go and look at an account, a new account or a longstanding account, and say, are there notes on the account? Did we take good enough notes that we can follow up with this client about whatever the issue may be down the road? Do we have some task in the future to follow up? It might be 18 months out or 2 years out. If they told us they're going to retire and get a pension in 2 years, for example, we should have a note about that and a task for a specific follow-up so that doesn't fall through the cracks and we can follow up with that client. So we're able to monitor that through this process and determine what percentage of the time are they actually using good notes? Are they capturing an email, for example? Because we know how much communication is done through email. So if we don't have the email, it's very difficult to do. And we're able to track and benchmark from those scores that we get from those if we're improving in those measures.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I heard just you articulated so well when it comes to how technology adoption has allowed you to provide value, efficiencies in the business, as well as growth, which is great. I mean, as a firm, we continue to invest into the area of technology adoption. It's a very, very important focus for our firm. And I know that you've leveraged the resources that we have to get where you are. And I certainly appreciate everything that you've done as a leader to lead by example in this realm. And I want to thank you for your time today and for sharing your great success story with us.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining today.